Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I first met Alan, we'll call him Alan for this message, when I was a parish pastor a couple of years back in North Georgia. I first got to know Alan because it was my pastoral practice as church was starting before service to be out and among the people, talking and getting to know people, much like I did a little bit of this morning. I got to know Alan and his wife. They were Christians looking for a body of Christ, a local congregation to plug into. I didn't get to know him real well, though, until Alan asked me to sit down for a cup of coffee. It was then that he told me that his marriage was falling apart, indeed that it was done. After a bit of pastoral counseling, his wife said, "No, not interested, I'm done. End of story." And so I was left as pastor only to Alan, who was really struggling at that point in life, in his faith, asking questions like, "I'm a Christian, right? But where is God? Why is this happening to me?" And even questioning, "Is God for me or against me?" We've all experienced those times in life. Christians, though we are baptized, justified, forgiven Christians, we still suffer in this world, still go through the effects of the fall. And Satan loves to whisper in our ear when things aren't going well, "Psst, remember, God hates you." You, with stars in your eyes, start out in summer Greek, and everything is going really well until you bomb the first quiz. Strong verbs do you in, and you think, "Was I really supposed to be at seminary studying to become a pastor?" You join the board of directors for the Lutherans for Life, which some are here today with us. With stars in your eyes, think, "I'm going to make a difference in this world. I'm going to turn injustice where life is being taken away, and I am going to help to give life back," until something goes wrong. The injustices continue. What do we as justified Christians who have Satan whispering in our ear, what are we to do? Well, I am your new library director after all, and so I have to pass along a book because I think books are helpful. Now, you might be looking at this and saying, "Oh no, he's got a volume of the Ante-Nicene Fathers. The writings in this Volume 1 are at least 1,700, if not 1,800, 1,900 years old, Professor Haupt. This is not going to help Alan. This is not going to help us, is it?" Well, the man who writes in this volume is Irenaeus. He was a pastor. He was a missionary. He was sent to Lyon, France, modern-day Lyon, France, where Christians were undergoing suffering. They were being persecuted for their faith. And so Pastor Irenaeus, whom the church on June 28th today commemorates and celebrates and gives thanks for and remembers, Saint Irenaeus told the Christians in Lyon, France, first, in this book, in a section, he reminds them of their justification. Much like Paul does in Philippians chapter 3, he reminds the Christians that you're justified, not by any works of the law, but because of the faithfulness of Christ, that you might have faith in Christ. But Irenaeus doesn't stop there. Here's what Irenaeus says. He says, "That very same God always has more to measure out to those who are of the household of faith." And he goes on to quote a portion of our text. he quotes it this way. Paul declares, "Not that I have already attained, or that I am justified, or already have been made perfect." Irenaeus says that Paul says there is a certain way of talking that your justification is not complete. Does that make your Lutheran ears itch a little bit and wonder what Irenaeus is doing? But he says this, much like Paul does in the beginning of the letter to the Philippians, where he says that God, who has begun a good work in you, will bring it to completion on the day of Christ. Irenaeus says the justification, the end of injustice, will be complete when Christ returns. So I reassured Alan first that he was justified. Christ had died, forgiven him his sins, suffered in his place. His faith would be secure. But I also reminded Alan that there was a day to come, a day where injustice would be done away with, a second justification, if you will, where the new heavens and the new earth would be given, and all injustices, war and bloodshed, abortion, euthanasia, difficult summer Greek quizzes, all difficult things in life would be done away with on the day when Christ returns. And so, if you have a different view of things, if you have a different perspective on Paul, if you will, this too God will reveal to you in the name of Christ, for we long for the day of his return. Amen.